The following presentation is brought to you by Heart Brain
Media Group. Capturing the moments that make life great. Let's go, girls.
It's about growing personally and professionally.
What's the one thing that really drives you, that really drives your passion?
It's about climbing the ladder or opening a new door.
Too many people give up too early on their dream.
It's about enjoying your professional journey.
I enjoy what I do.
It's about keeping things real.
So the interview is an interview. I like this.
It's all about you.
But I knew that there was something else I wanted to do with my life. I knew I wanted to help people.
This is Up or Out with Connie Fife.
We love your voice. You need to be on radio.
And now, your host, Connie Fife.
Hello, this is Connie, your Unstoppable Diva, and this is Up or Out, your business radio with an edge. And today's guest is Kwame Christian, and we're going to be talking about negotiations. That's something that we all need from time to time. And he's going to talk a little bit more about that in a minute. But right now, I just want to jump into this week's quote. Of course, you know, we all lost Carrie Fisher recently, and this quote was one of hers that I remembered from years ago, and I thought, well, this is perfect for today's show, which is everything is negotiable. I mean, face it, everything is negotiable. Whether or not the negotiation goes easy, well, that's another thing. So, and that is exactly what we're going to be talking about here today. So it's time to turn up the volume for Up or Out with Connie. And always stay tuned to the end of the show because you don't want to miss any of the exciting good stuff that we have going on. So here's today's challenge question. And that is, are you mastering the art of negotiation? Now, negotiation comes in so many forms. I mean, you can negotiate with your spouse or your partner. You could be negotiating with your kids to clean their room. You know, that's negotiations. You can be negotiating at work. Maybe you're negotiating for that job, new position that you want, or that raise, or, you know, the dollars that you want. Or sometimes people, it's not even the dollars that they negotiate for. Maybe it's for some extra time off. You know, whatever it might be, there really is an art of negotiation. And we're going to hear more about that right after we take this really quick sponsor break. Hi, this is Connie Fife, your Unstoppable Diva, your host of Up or Out with Connie. I am thrilled to be a headline show on C-Suite Network, where you can grow your brand, grow your tribe, and be unstoppable. We are the hottest podcast for entrepreneurs, C-level executives, and market leaders. And you can hear me each week right here on the C-Suite Network. Also on Conscious Business Network, iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, and over 900 stations around the globe. Be sure to follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. Thanks for listening. Be bold, be connected, and be unstoppable. And we're back, and you're listening to Up or Out with Connie. Today's guest is a business lawyer who is passionate about teaching business professionals like you how to negotiate so you can be persuasive. He works with businesses and individuals to come up with those specific tailored negotiation solutions that will help you improve your bottom line and also resolve any conflicts that may be happening. His goal is to share the critical skills with as many people as possible. I mean, he is a man on a mission, and that's why he's here, and that's why he's part of the American Negotiation Institute that produces negotiation for entrepreneurs, top negotiation podcasts on iTunes as well. And his show has been downloaded to over 23,000 times and his listeners to over 60 different continents. And he's also been featured on the iTunes news noteworthy list as well. So I am proud to have him on our show today. Please welcome Kwame Christian.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
So glad to have you here. So I know negotiation, sometimes just the thought of that word, raises, everybody's hair in their skin. You know, I have to negotiate. So what exactly is negotiation? And really break it down for us.
Right. That's a great question. And so my definition of negotiation is anytime you're in a conversation with somebody and one or more of the people in the conversation wants something. And then when you kind of look at it from that lens, you realize that we're constantly negotiating. When you wake up in the morning, the first person you're probably going to be negotiating of some sort. I remember reading a book and they were saying probably about 90 to 95% of our communication falls under this category. So whether you want to or not, you're going to be negotiating. So the question isn't whether or not you're going to do it. The question is whether or not you're going to do it well.
So we also negotiate with ourselves, is what I just heard you say. Yes. You get up in the morning, you're negotiating, should I go to the gym or should I stay in bed? What should I do? What should I do?
Exactly.
When is it necessary to really understand the art of negotiation? And when does it really come into play, in the workplace?
Yeah, focusing on the workplace, think of any time that you want to create value. And I think one of the first things we need to recognize if we're going to become better at negotiating is not really having a myopic focus on what it is that we want. So, for example, if we want to increase our salary, we could just go in there saying, I want that big number. That's the easy thing to focus on. We need to kind of broaden our focus and focus on value in general. So I think you gave a great example at the beginning, because you're saying not just salary, think about other things like the benefits package, the vacation, the title, those type of things. All of those things confer value onto you in one way or another. And so think of the whole package and try to be creative to find ways to get more of what you want in that way.
So, let's put it out there. We could be honest that women are known not to be very good negotiators. I know you're laughing. All right, I'm the one who said it. Okay, I put it out there. We know this is it. So how can you, what suggestions do you have for women to really, like I like to say, grow a pair and really go after what you want?
Yeah, no, I'm laughing because the timing is funny. So I had a scheduled speaking engagement for tomorrow at the Women's Business Center in Columbus. And so I do these negotiation seminars all the time for different audiences, and we have a really great response and great turnout. And so I send an email to the organizer to see how many people we have for tomorrow, because I'm really excited about this presentation. Guess how many we have? How many RSVPs?
50.
One. And so I was blown away by the sheer lack of volume. And so I called the organizer, and she was equally disappointed. And this is what's interesting about it. With my podcast, I'm very conscious about making sure I have a good diversity of voices that come on the show. Try very hard to have equal representation of men and women. So I ask the same amount of men and same amount of women. But when you look at my podcast, you would assume that I'm running a boys club, because it's probably about 3-1. And what it is that there is a societal barrier that's put in place for females when it comes to asking for what you want in the form of negotiation. And I think one of the best books out there on the topic is called Women Don't Ask by Linda Babcock and Sarah Lasheverer.
Heard of that one.
Phenomenal book. And really, it just talks about the fact that there's a mental block when it comes to having these conversations. And when you take the step and ask for what you want in the actual negotiation, by most objective measures, people find that women are actually better negotiators, because you take into account the relationship factors and don't focus on the big sexy numbers.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. I do think women are better negotiators, but it takes women more time to take that step forward.
right,
to say, okay, you know, I'm going to be negotiating. So why do you think that is? I mean, you mentioned that there's this preconceived notion that women in general are just not very good at negotiating. So, but mm-hmm. why do you think that they have that fear, they have that hesitation to ask for what they want?
It all has to do with how we're socialized as young people. And okay. so think about the way that men and women play, or boys and girls play. Mm-hmm. And so boys are, they engage in more disorganized forms of play. So it's like we would play the various games where, let's say it's something like tag, a little bit chaotic, or
right.
there's something that there's a clear winner and a loser. But then the way that girls are socialized to play, we play maybe house or mm-hmm. something like that, but it's very communal, but there's no clear winner and loser. And so okay. when a boy is growing up, they're encouraged to ask for what they want, to stand up and be assertive. Right. But then if a girl does the same thing, they might be called a know-it-all. Don't be so loud, things like that. And it is constantly reinforced throughout the life cycle. And then when you become an adult, you run into those same types of barriers. Even if you do want to ask, a lot of times there's a social stigma that goes along with a woman who stands up for what she deserves.
Yeah, there's still, I remember, I was labeled a rebel because I never hesitated, but as I grew older, I started remembering that, you shouldn't be behaving that way. Girls don't behave that way. You have to behave, ladylike. Well, I wasn't ladylike growing up at all. But as like I said, as I got older, I started remembering, that reinforcement. So it was like, well, maybe I shouldn't be so aggressive, maybe I should back down. But I love that analogy, though. That is a perfect analogy of why women are afraid to take that step. But once they get there, holy cow, it's like, watch out, because they will negotiate. I mean, go to the malls, go shopping, and you're going to see the greatest women negotiators getting the best price for whatever it is that they're buying.
That's right.
Yeah, I know. I've seen that. So cool. So then in the workplace, I mean, how can a woman or a man develop that confidence to go in there and negotiate what it is that they want?
That's a great question. And I think it has to start away from the workplace. And so what I suggest people do is engage in what I call rejection therapy. And that is where you ask for something that you really have no legal right to get.
Okay.
And so for instance, an example would be, a few times I would go to a coffee shop and I would ask for an extra pastry or something like mm-hmm. that. Little small things like that. A restaurant, ask for another dessert. As you can tell, okay. I have a sweet tooth. But the two
you
things
also got, you could just go into sales.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
And so, if you're not sure if you're a salesperson or you want to negotiate, just go into sales and do that for a couple of days and you'll get it. Yeah. Yeah.
So the beautiful thing about rejection therapy is that there, when you do it, there's one of two outcomes. The first outcome is you get what you want, and you will be surprised at how many times you get
written it down.
And the second option is that you get rejected. And that is a good mm-hmm. thing too, because what happens is you get rejected and then you realize, I'm still alive. Nothing bad happened.
Yeah.
So you start to become a little bit desensitized to the prospect of rejection. And so it makes you a little bit more confident when it's time to ask for what really matters. And that would be the salary, the vacations, those different perks at work. And so that's an example of something you can do simply to practice in your free time, and it'll pay dividends in your real life.
And that's also a really good exercise to really hone in on that skill of negotiation. So when you do go to ask for or to negotiate for something that you want, you're a little bit better at it too.
Mm-hmm.
And you're okay if they say, give you that no, you're okay and walk away and like, okay, I'll be back tomorrow with another story.
Exactly.
And just keep at it and just keep going, keep at it. Well, we got to take a really quick sponsor break here and we'll be right back and we're going to jump right into our hot seats.
Hi, this is Greg Davis. Connie asked me to pop in for a moment to tell you about a great opportunity. Have you ever listened to a podcast and thought, I should be doing that, but I don't know how, I don't know where to start? Well, Up or Out with Connie Fife has partnered with Park Lane Media Group to offer you PMR podcast production. What is PMR? Production, marketing, response. The three key elements you need to successfully build your podcast success. For more information, visit parklanemediagroup.com or email podcast@parklanemediagroup.com and be sure to let them know that Connie sent you. You have a story to tell. We'll help you share it. Come to parklanemediagroup.com today and start building your podcast success.
And we're back, and you're listening to Up or Out with Connie. That's W-C-O-N-N-I-E. And joining us today is Kwame Christian. And it is now time for the hot seat. This is where I get to ask, I guess I'm negotiating here, I'm telling you. I get to ask my guests 10 questions. This is a 10 in 10. So Kwame, are you ready?
Yep, ready to go.
All right. So remember, 10 and 10, that's 10 questions, and you get 10 seconds each. So,
all right.
What advice would you give to your younger self?
Oh, I would say jump right into it. Don't wait. Just go.
Just go. I love that. What is your favorite success quote?
Fail faster.
Ooh. Did you know what you wanted to do right from the start?
No, not even close.
Not too many people, Joe. All business leaders know or have some idea. What, you know, they figure it out, but they also have failures along the way as well as their successes. So was it all a success for you?
Oh, definitely not.
Okay. What is your greatest failure?
My greatest failure is... let me say, assimilating.
Oh, and what did you learn from your failure?
That being yourself is the best person you can be.
Love it. What's your greatest win?
I would say taking the risk to start this podcast and start the consulting firm, the American Negotiation Institute.
Lovely. I didn't ask you, how long are you in business for?
With the Negotiation Institute, it's been probably about 8-9 months, but with the law firm, it's been a little over 2 years.
Yeah, because you are an attorney by trade.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you recall as your aha moment, the moment that you said, I got this?
It was last year when I quit my job to do the law firm full time, and I realized I didn't need to wait to chase this Negotiation Institute dream. I could build it parallel to the law firm.
So do you still get goosebumps when you say, I quit?
I would say I get excited. I get happy.
Okay. Because right. You said that, I sort of did. I kind of got goosebumps for there for a minute. And I've been doing this for 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
Do you focus on digital trends when it comes to your marketing?
Not really, no.
No, okay.
No, probably bad, but no.
Oh, well, that's another conversation we'll have to circle back to. Well, if you knew then what you know now, what words of wisdom do you have to offer other people, executives, corporate leaders, content leaders that are looking to pursue their path to success?
I almost said be fearless, but that's not the right way to say it. I would say be courageous. The fear is natural. If you're not afraid, there's a problem. But you need to act in spite of the fear.
You need to move through those fears. Well, perfect. You made it through the 10 and 10. Wow. On time as well. Well, the one thing that you did say that I am going to circle back to the marketing. So do you... I know we're connected on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
And I know... I've only started doing this recently. I've been actually measuring and scoring myself on social media.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know if you know you could do that. I just learned that myself.
Wow.
Yes. Okay. And you could even score your picture.
Really?
Yes. I'll send you the links to that. But I mean, you could even Google. Basically, just go in and Google and say, rate my picture or score my picture, score my social media page. And then, of course, you could check it out on Clout for your Clout score as well. Mm-hmm. So I scored my picture and my picture was really low. And it said that I had a really nice jawbone, but it said I had a fake smile.
Oh, wow. They're getting in depth.
Yeah, I mean, it was really specific. So the picture I had on LinkedIn was waist up. It was me in my leather jacket, you know, being Miss Tough Ass there. And so I took that same picture and I cropped it to just my face. Mm-hmm. That's it. Same picture. And my score is a 98%.
Really? Oh, that's fascinating.
So what I learned, and everybody listening, this is my LinkedIn educational moment, is that they just want the circumference of your head. That's all they want to see. And that's what they're saying for social media and how they rate you. And then my social media page itself, I had 82% on that, which I was told that was kind of a geek score. Well, I am not a geek, no way. But yeah, I found that really interesting. So now I watch it, and it changes from day to day. And, you know, it depends on how many posts you do. Are you on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, all of those? I mean, my primary is LinkedIn, but I do jump on the other ones as well. So how do you do your marketing? Not so much social media, is it word of mouth? How do you do your marketing?
The majority of mine is word of mouth. I put on a lot of seminars locally.
Like for a one person audience, is that?
Usually it's a little bit more. Usually it's a little bit more. Multiples of one, believe me.
Yeah, the percentage rate of return on that one is going to be pretty low.
We canceled that. We're like, we are remarketing this. To end that story, it's kind of funny. We decided, instead of calling it a negotiation seminar, since it's for the Women's Business Center, we decided to remarket it as a relationship building seminar and then put a tagline on how to use persuasion with managing relationships.
Well, as I was going to recommend, change your title. Don't call it negotiation. Call it something like how to buy that perfect dress at the mall for less.
Exactly. Oh,
you're gonna get then you're gonna get their attention.
I like that.
Okay, you get anything to do with that's what I learned, and I'm a female. Anything, you know, you talk about negotiation or business or it's what could they get better? So, you know, like I said, think of something like that. You can get your dress for less. We'll come and teach you how to do it.
I like that. It's smart. It's almost like you're a coach or something. It's crazy.
Yeah, somewhere along the way, coaching comes in. I don't know. And, you know, and marketing, you know, I think I have a master's in that or something. So I don't know. So, well, this has been really fun having you here today.
Likewise. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. So I do want to thank you. Our time is coming to an end. I mean, it always goes by. It goes by so, so quickly. I always want to feel like I'm Carol Burnett, you know, and pull my ear or something and say, our time has come together.
Better you than me.
but anyways, we do need to go. We need to move on. I know we all have other things to do, but I want to thank you all for listening. And thank Kwame Christian for being here. Oh, you know what? We didn't tell people how they can find out more about you. What's your website address?
Oh, yeah. So my website is AmericanNegotiationInstitute.com. And I have a free gift for your members, too, your listeners.
Ooh, we have gifts.
So if you go to AmericanNegotiationInstitute.com/prep, PREP for preparation, you can get a free negotiation preparation guide. And then, of course, you can check me out on LinkedIn, KWAME. And the name of the podcast is Negotiation for Entrepreneurs.
There you go. Negotiation for Entrepreneurs. But go to his website at AmericanNegotiationInstitute.com. We'll have that all spelled out when we do our show description. But again, thank you for being here. And thank you all for being here and listening. And remember, if you are not part of our community, join. Tell people about us and keep sending in your success stories to askconnie@upperout.com. And, you know, we'd be glad to share them live on the show. And of course, I'm always answering questions and giving some advice and coaching. So for you to grow your business, and whether it's up or out, You're always a winner. And we want to thank you for being the leader that you are. And we want to thank you also for encouraging others to do the same. Be sure to subscribe to iTunes, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, because you don't want to miss any of the good stuff. This is Connie, your unstoppable diva, and you're listening to Up or Out with Connie. And until next time, be bold, be connected, and be unstoppable.